Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Okay, welcome to the show, everybody. Monday morning, glad you're here, and we're going to get started right away. Today, we're having a conversation about business after death. So I guess we're going to be talking a little bit about what happens after we die, and we encounter our guide when we have additional, and this is like when we have additional karma to work out?
Yeah, basically most of us leave our the earth level with karma.
Even if we're transcending, I mean, how often, we don't plan to come back into the human body, there's still sometimes some residual stuff to work out, correct?
There is, and that can happen in the astral plane,
right.
Which is still, the astral plane does still require that we work energy out, and we know that when we dream and we go to the astral plane, it's not always a peaceful, sublime area that we walk. We sometimes work out our energies there, our issues. First of all, we have to signify that death is really an absurd misnomer. Death is really, it's just for the time being we're unattached to a physical body.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really what death is. The body leaves us, or we leave the body, we're no longer attached to the physicality of that body. So it really, death is really just the death of the physical state. So we have to understand that first. And when we enter into the soul world or the astral realm with our spirit, our soul, here we can have the best connection with our guide that we've ever had before, because we're not limited by the confining environment of the body. And that is where we essentially go over the map of our life. And what's interesting on that plane is that the guide and yourself will go through every layer of energy that you dealt with on the planet. And we can best signify it in terms of the chakras. They'll go through what was your connection to the earth in terms of your home, in terms of your foundation, in terms of your livelihood, your job, your security, your family.
So you start going through all the
you
levels
go through
of
everything.
The
chakra. What was your what was your environment in terms of your
relationships?
The integrity of your relationships, the karma you had to work out, the confusion of relationships, either the bewilderment and the kind of evil dark side of relationships, or the enlightenment of relationships. They'll go through that. They'll go through your appetites, how you spent your life moving through the world, even on a kind of a physical level of appetite, where your appetites were.
So we're in the third chakra.
We're in the third chakra. But appetites could be, all I did was consume video games. All I did was think about food. All I did was think about the sensual nature of how I can consume something that gave me pleasure, or whether you were very conscious of your environment, conscious of your body. So you go through that. Then your heart. You go through issues of your heart. Cold heart, warm heart, forgiving heart. And your mind, your brain, how you actualize yourself, where your spiritual energies work.
How you communicate it, if you use the
yeah.
right speech.
You go through everything with your guide, and if you find that there's conditions in the physical realm that you know you're kind of getting low grades on, like a B minus, C plus, it's going down the tubes here, you're not doing well, what you're doing is you're starting to create your next body on Earth. That's why people will be born.
So that's where the code comes from.
Yeah.
It's the code of the chakras, because where there's lack, I mean, either they're going to appear in,
mm-hmm.
in the birth date code or maybe as a separation in the
that's
code.
That's how the code starts to become arranged, because as you're speaking out what you did in life, you've either transcended the conditions of the earth, and you're just really everything you talk about is in kind of a spiritual form of life, a transcendent way of thinking, or you're actually building on your body level, and you're actually creating the next body, your next body, whether it's going to be fat, skinny, beautiful, have problems,
talent,
whether you're going
smart,
to be born into a family that's really unstable,
or if you're going to have alcohol problems. I mean, and that's, you know, that's very interesting. It's very interesting how that manifests.
Yeah, because you can, one chakra, you can have beauty in one chakra,
uh-huh.
and yet the attitude of another chakra can be so devastating that that's what pulls you back to the earth, and that's what you have to work on. A lot of people just say, you know, everything's fine but my career. Everything's fine but my relationships. Everything's fine but my health. We build these attitudes in our system that brings us back, and what it does is that one chakra may bring everything tumbling down with it, even though those chakras are in pretty good repair,
mm-hmm.
or they're not in, they're functioning okay. So we go through this stuff on the astral realm with our guide, and we're also taking into account all the other previous lifetimes that we've had to see how well we're doing. And the best way to evaluate that is either you're lucky enough to understand it in the life you're leading, because you have tremendous insight and knowledge, you've got somebody helping you, or you have to do your best and wait until you slip out of the physical body.
So you can come back with similar circumstances that you had in previous lifetimes, for instance.
Huh?
Like I mentioned, being an alcoholic. You could be an alcoholic again if you didn't resolve it. Or would you, I mean, you know, or
yeah.
like the child of an alcoholic or the spouse of an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because the attitude is when you come back repeating the same process, you're compounded. It's a compounded energy now. So you're either going to be a compounded master number.
Or there'll be a compounded in the either side of the birth
yeah.
date.
Or you'll see reoccurring numbers on the karmic or the transcendent side of the birth date. So, and this is where a lot of the physicality occurs. So those of us who have ones, not the century, but ones somewhere in our number system, we know we're going to have some grounding problems.
Mm-hmm.
That there's going to be issues involved in that. And whether, you know, the grounding problem may be that you have a lot of health issues and it's disturbing your job. Or you have a lot of health issues and it's disturbing your relationship. You see how they work together, they mold and merge together. And they can either work together beautifully or they're at war with one another. And that's because in your previous lifetime, you weren't balanced. You weren't functioning, all your chakras weren't beautifully functioning with elements of spirituality in each one. So that's kind of what happens on that plane.
And of course the danger is when you come back into the human body, even though you may have resolved issues in one chakra, when you come back to the earth, you're opening up the can of worms.
All over again.
So you can disrupt that balance.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, right?
You can. Of course, you know, coming back into the planet, you're going to have to go through the process of life again. You know, school, parents, growing up, complexion problems, you know, everything. Everything's going to come back into your world.
I didn't have complexion problems.
I didn't either, but so, you know, some of us are not as lucky. We had other problems,
yeah,
you know. When I was a kid, I suffered from migraines, terrible migraines.
Yeah, me too.
But we think You know, we think people misconstrue the idea of what existence is all about. We think we finally escape at the point of death. We don't escape from the actions of our life. We actually enter the actions. The best place to discover who you really are is after death. That's when you really get hit in the face with the reality of what you were on the planet. You may not be able to understand that while you're living, but boy, once you die, reality. And we don't die and go into a deep sleep, a deep
slumber. Right, I know. Eternal rest is what they say. Well,
You know, eternal rest is the idea that we're done with the earth, and this eternal rest is really the activity of being on the spiritual plane. Eternal rest means that that's the eternal rest of physical incarnations. We're no longer in the physical
body.
Which
is great, but if we're going... if we're coming back into the physical body, and even if we are not coming back into the physical body, the idea of resting for eternity sounds a little bit boring to me.
Well, yeah, we're just not sleeping and sleeping and sleeping and sleeping. That some people said that all you do, I've had people come up to me and say, well, all you do is, God is so miraculous that all you do is just stare at him. No, that doesn't happen either. Believe me, after a while, someone's going to go, I'm getting a little bored. You move through an area because this marked departure from the earth is really, the idea is that it's really marked. It's defined as what we do. So I would say, before we get to our callers,
which we're
going to
do
in
just a moment,
because we've got a lot of calls and we're going to get onto them now, you look at each chakra of your body and decide, have I fulfilled each mission? If you're still having problems in the theme of one of your chakras, that's what you want to work out in this lifetime, because it's going to be much easier to work it out now
than later.
Because later what you have to do is start to work it out as you're creating the new body you're going to have on the planet.
Gosh.
And once you get up, you may not think it's, you know, some people say, well, I'll deal with it then. Once you're up there, you don't really want to have to deal with it. That's what I've learned.
You know what I would like to talk about on our next show, Neil, if it's possible? People that come into the world with such great karma that everything comes easily to them, and what their challenges are when they're on the planet, because sometimes that occurs. And that can be a catch-22, because if your karma is so great, then, you know...
Well, briefly, what people who have everything, the well-privileged, the well-to-do, they've got nothing... When those people step outside of their comfort zone and they become active in the planet, doing something that most of us wouldn't do, and their lives are even at stake over what they do.
You're talking about like self-sacrifice and things like that.
Yeah, going into dangerous situations to help people, devoting your life to helping the planet, when they had nothing but comfort, instead of just, you know, living off the riches of their inheritance or whatever. That's a highly transcendent being.
Okay. All right, Neil, we got to get to our callers, and we've got a lot of you in line today, so we're going to get to everybody, but the readings are going to be somewhat short, so please hold your place in line because we do go in order. All right, 985 is first. Good morning, 985.
Oh, good morning. I believe I've spoken to Neil before. I gave him my birth date numbers, and he told me some fascinating things. And I would just like to do that again. I'm just giving my birth thing.
Okay, what's your name?
See what else comes. My name is Claudia.
Claudia. Hi, Claudia. And your birth date, please.
Yes, it's September 4th, 1950.
Okay.
I'm an old soul, I think.
8-10-1. Well, you're compounded, which would be an indication of that. Neil?
Yeah, it is an indication of that. You know, you're 64 years old. You're compounded, Claudia, meaning that the elements of your life had two very major sections in it. Your master number is one, so there's strong grounding of energy. But people who are compounded and they end up being one, because you're a 28 equals 10 equals 1, with significant karma elements at the age of 28 and at the age of 10, when we get down to the element of 1, you're really coming back to settle your score with the earth. Now, it's interesting for you, Claudia, because you have a 9 in your month, which is very powerful, and you have a 4. That's a drop of 5, which reaches over to your year. Your year manifests that drop from 9 to 4 because you're born in 50. That 4 is your heart, and that 9 is the strength of your heart. So you're a person who has, you know, you suffer. And a lot of suffering, a lot of turmoil in your life, a lot of challenges and obstacles, a lot of sadness. But you have the ability to be there for people, to want to help people. You're very sensitive and you're very caring. And actually, Claudia, it may not have been in this lifetime, but in a previous lifetime, I think you were a listener that verged on being a therapist or an advice column. There was something in your element that had a very strong quality to it that resulted in you giving advice. Now, maybe it was just you were just like an old seed, someone who just kind of gave folk wisdom. But I think that there was an element of device in your energy as well as an element of healing. Now, these past life zones that you experienced, Claudia, they for some reason you didn't transcend with all these gifts. Something prompted you to come back, and I think that was that you had a terrible battle with struggling with the earth. You notice a lot of people who are enlightened or they're very good people, they have good hearts, they're always struggling. They have problems in their family, they have problems in their finances, their home, and yet they're good people, and you kind of wonder, why would such good people be struggling so much? They have such a good, kind, compassionate heart. I think that was one of your elements, so it became part of the journey of your life, which could result in estrangement in relationship, divorce, with children, that kind of thing. Or at least if it wasn't for you immediately, it would have been in your parents' zone. So these elements are very strong in that regard. Now, I still believe, Claudia, that there are elements that you still have yet to experience in the verbal category of your life, meaning writing skills, communication skills. These things are still moving through your energy even as you move through life trying to sort out struggles and tribulations. So, I mean, it's a brief generalized reading, and that's what this kind of radio show, some of these questions are going to is that kind of generalized response.
Very interesting. All right.
Any of that?
Yeah, that is.
Any of that ring true, Claudia?
All of it does. I mean, all of it. It was so interesting. And but I am, you know, I'm also a clairvoyant. I, like you said, in my past, I gave people advice. I do now, as a clairvoyant.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your higher transcendence is a 6. 1950 is really a 6, which brings you into the category of getting into the third eye and being clairvoyant. So it is in your energies, especially from the age of 28 onward.
Can I ask you one more question quick? I have, been moving to a new home. This is quick. The master numbers are 11, 6, and 22. Is that a good house for me? No.
What's the question?
Master numbers are 7, 6, 22.
I'm not sure.
No,
what's
11, 11, 6, and 22. That's the house number.
Oh, that's the house number?
That's your house number?
Yes.
11, 6, 22?
That's a 12, 3. Well, I don't know. It's a mixed bag, Claudia.
Okay.
It's got a mixed message. So you got to be careful because when there's a mixed message in a household, there's good parts about it and there's challenging parts about it. And it's something that you can't just step into blindly. There's got to be some deliberation in that kind of number system.
And if our callers have further questions today, it's really one question a caller because we've got a lot of people in the queue and we want to get to everybody. We do try to get to everyone. So, Claudia, you may call Neil 562-596-7818. You can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio And you can also join us on Facebook or Twitter. But, 562-596-7818 is the best number for a more detailed conversation. Okay, let's bring on 407.
Hi, good morning. Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name's Michelle. And
Michelle.
My birthday's 10/17/1974.
Okay. Good morning. Where are you calling
from?
Florida. Florida. Okay. And what's your question? 7/8/9/19.
Well, first I want to tell Neil I had called before. So just to validate again, you were 100% spot on. I recently spent some time with a guy that tests cars in Europe, and we spent some time together, and we also did some day trips where we were driving in cars in places.
I remember
that
you were connected to somebody that was with cars. You said no, and you said that's the person that's going to be coming in. I remember your call.
Yeah. So I had a really great time with him. It was really nice. It was really interesting. It was really fun, really easy. And you had mentioned something about, like, there'd be some kind of, like, weird romantic energy, and there was. And so I kind of want to know, like, where's this going and, you know, about spending time with him again?
Okay, do you have a birth date for the person?
I do. It's 10/2/1978.
Okay. 3, 13, and 15. Is it 28, 10, 1, like our last caller?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the energy that you have with this individual, Michelle, is a strange zone. Now, granted that, you see, his master number is 28, 10, 1. Yours is 30 equals 3. So it's actually a 3 and a 1. But when we get to that 28, 10, 1, look at your month. There is a 10. Look at your day as it forms together. There's an 8. So we have a 10 and an 8. If we take the two ones, 101, if we now come back and take those 101, those two ones, we have a 2. We have a 2. So we actually have a 10, an 8, and a 2. That is in your month and day alone. As I play with the numbers a little bit, and I morph them into deep, deep statements. So you have a past life with this man. Now, the fact that you're a 3 and he's a 1, which is a 4, that brings us over to your year, which has a 4 next to a 7. So there's a spiritual element between the two of you. And not to mention your years are interchangeable, meaning your 7 to his 8 is 78, and his 7 to your 4 is 74. You see, your years are interchangeable. So you've actually encountered a man at this point in your life, which was validated by my premonition, and this guy comes from a past life. So you actually knew him from a past life. That's where the electric energy is between the two of you. Now, what you have to go through is whatever that past life consisted of, whether it was good or bad, fulfilling or unfulfilling, you're going through those elements first. Given that you're on a new stage, a new present stage, and remember this, you've exchanged the bodies that you had then for the bodies you have now, so the two of you intrinsically are looking at the deep layers of who you both were in those past lives. That's what's going on deep in your cosmic mind. As you move through that, and testing cars is important, but I don't have time to explain that on the radio today, but as you move through that, you're eventually going to hit a little peak, and that peak is that you resolve the karma between the two of you. And then from that point, you can grow a new garden together, if that be the case. But suffice to say, now that we've got some data in validation and number systems going on, the fulfilling element of furthering the storyline can be now established on a more elaborate stage, and I can give you on the radio.
Okay, so just how about spending time with him again soon, yes?
Yeah, well, you see, yes, basically yes. I mean, you probably will. The only problem you've got with somebody like him, there's so much going on here. The only problem would be that if his consciousness disengages from you because he's not ready to complete the journey with you for some reason, and that may be due to karma too, then that would separate the two of you from completing the story. But my indication, my feeling is that it's probably going to get a little bit more deeper. You're going to saturate more energy between the two of you, and it's going to become quite interesting. You got to be careful because somewhere down the line, someone suffers an acquaintance that dies. There's an acquaintance on one of your, either you, through you or him, where someone dies. And that becomes part of the dialogue between the two of you as you work through life in at least this chapter that you share.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
And I'm sorry, I just have to ask one small thing with this. This is a little girly, but, like, did he feel something too, or was it just one-sided?
He felt something too. There's reciprocal energy, but you got to remember, Michelle, that as the reciprocal, the past life energy, he did feel something. But as that goes through his current brain, that's where it can get filtered and diluted into different aspects. So that would take further investigation.
All right, Michelle. Well, thank you for your call. And keep us updated, or you can call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And I'm just going to call out the order because we've had a couple people drop, and we really are working to get everybody in. So it's important to stay in line. 206 is next, then we have 575, then 727, then 860, and then 951. We've got about 33 minutes. So everybody in line is going to get a reading, so just hold tight, please. 206. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. this is Kate. I've called in before.
Oh, uh-huh. Kate, you're from up north, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oregon or Seattle? I can't remember.
Seattle, yeah, exactly.
And your birth date, please.
9/22/67.
9/22/67. And Neil, you had connected with her mother, I believe, who... Is that correct? She had passed?
That's correct.
That right? And you connected with her, I think, in a dream before she called ever. And then, you know, that's what happened. What's your question today, Kate?
Well, last time we talked about moving down south to the Bay Area. And I am doing that after Christmas. So that is moving forward. But... this week I haven't been sleeping at all. I wake up around 2 a.m, and I don't know if that's just anxiety about moving or if there's something totally not related that's going on that people are not sleeping right now.
Yeah, well, you're waking up at 2 a.m. during this move because what you're actually going through is you're just not moving in this lifetime. Your brain is attaching itself to all the moves you've made in your past lives around this age of 47.
Oh.
See, that's what happened. So when you were 47 in previous lifetimes, you made moves. And those moves were basically, there was a move from an eviction. This is eviction, you were evicted. This is from a past life. And I think, if we go back further, Kate, just for the process of curiosity, if nothing else, I saw you moving across the plains in a wagon train. So there was even you come from a long line of migration and energy and movement. And I think what happens around 2 o'clock, now don't forget that 2 o'clock that you've alluding to is in your day, 2/2. Those twos are through your energy. And that's where you're getting a lot of the zone of energy. You also have to understand that 9/22 is 13, and 16, your year is 13. So there's this element, and between the element of 1 and 3, 13 is a 2. So you're actually ringing. There is some sense of anxiety because I do believe, Kate, that in your moves in a past life, they weren't by choice. You moved because of the nature of the financial or economic condition of your environment. You move because of oppressors that are you. So there was this hunting down of energy. In fact, Kate, is there anybody remotely in the family that is involved in any sort of law enforcement? Did you ever know anybody in law enforcement?
All I can think of is my grandfathers were in the military, and my father was in the military briefly.
Uh-huh. Did they bring guns home with them? Did they have them in the home?
They both died before I was born, so I don't know about that.
Oh, you don't know about that? Well, you know,
grandfathers. I don't know about my grandfathers.
Got it. A lot of the older generations, of course, they were mandated to serve in the they were, you know, drafted or whatever. It was hard to get out
right.
So a lot of the older folks are going to be having served. But there's something in there that I would have to look at, and there's something in the content of the energy of when you're waking up. Also, there's a certain energy, forgive me for saying this, but there's a certain energy of, it may be premenopausal, but there's a certain element of sweat that I'm getting with you. It might be cold sweat. It might be the sweat of a past life that's manifesting in your dreams, but I'm getting a little bit of that element and energy. I'm also strongly coming up with the month of March, that there's somebody in the month of March that's important to you, so that's starting to filter into the zone. I'm probably grabbing, I'm either going through the energy of this life stage, or I'm going through the curtains and reaching into a past life that would have more meaning as we worked it out. Is there anybody currently in the month of March that's important to you?
No, but that's funny because somebody just told me when I move, that March isn't important for meeting people. So
you mean another
I just heard the same thing.
Another psychic, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, there's
probably
an element.
Picking up on
there's
that energy.
There's a vibration there that is somewhat intriguing, and so we'd have to look at that deeper with more time. But I can't do it on the radio. But
sure.
That's part of the journey of your life, Kate, so there is some content in there about to answer your immediate question about waking up at 2. It's, again, a karmic past life scenario that you're waking up to.
So what can I do to ease that so I could sleep a little bit?
Kate, you can call Neil. We've got
Oh, sure. Okay, I understand. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818. These are radio readings. So, you know, sometimes we can accommodate a little bit more depth in questions, but today we've just got so many callers that we've got to really limit the questions today. Okay. 575. Good morning.
Hi, this is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
Is this 1M?
Or is it Tammy double M? Y.
Two M's and a Y.
And an I? Y, sorry.
Y.
I, okay. And where are you calling from, Tammy?
New Mexico.
Okay. And your birth date, Tammy? I've spoken with Tammy before.
7/20/63.
Okay. What's your question, Tammy?
I'm just working on this national marketing project for rural America, and I just needed some more guidance. I feel like I'm just getting diluted with so much information, and I've got to get it in, and it's just very crucial that it's successful.
Well, I'm not sure. You know, it sounds like you're asking a practical question about how to get it in. I don't know on a psychic level what you're seeking, it, you know, unless it's something to do with the nature of your workmanship or workmanship or your something to do with the way that, you know, you have a zero in your day that gets in the way of some confusion. So that could, some of the sense of what you're doing could be reaching backward into your immediate childhood. Was there any confusion in your childhood, any turmoil in the home? Or was it a stable home?
Yeah. There was confusion. Yeah.
Which one?
Wasn't until the young adult age, though. But I guess what I'm looking for is just like kind of the important messaging that I need to focus on, because it's because of the confusion?
Well, I can already tell you're vague. You're very vague, and so that's where the focus has to be.
Okay.
I'm not, are you saying to me that in your later teen years there was turmoil in the home?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you're carrying some of that energy. Now, what I'm getting in your brain, there's a lot of confusion in your brain pattern, in your brain energy field, your electrical brain zone. I'm getting a lot of erratic energy. So there's a matter of clearing out your energy, and that could be done through simple meditation before you work. You've got to learn how to clear out that head of yours, because it gets a little bit noisy and confusing, and that could activate your whole body level and cause you to preempt your attempts to work through issues or work through work itself. So there's something going on in your brain activity that's a little bit it's not a difficult thing to clear. I can't do it on the radio, but it's not a difficult thing to clear, but you've got erratic energy. I call them electrical storms in the brain. So would you call yourself a busy brain person? Do you get bemuddled by thoughts in your head?
Well, during the research process, yes, because there's
okay.
so much information coming in at me, and just sorting through that is, you know, wanting to pinpoint what's my...
Oh, no, no, it's not that. You're building...
Okay.
I see where you're having a problem, but you're exasperating it by the idea that you're compounding it with elements of your thoughts that making it more confusing. So
okay.
So the way I absorb energy and knowledge, Tammy, is that I've learned to clear my brain and receive the vital information so I can have clarity. That's why
okay.
I'm good at psychic. So that's a training. That's something you can learn to do. That's not difficult. But I admit, until you can get there, you can be certainly confounded by the confusion of too much data at once. But believe me, there's a way to clarify that. Some of this comes from the commotion of your upbringing, but that's another story.
Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Get clarity, singularity, look at one number. Focus on one number. You know, when you're thinking about the numbers 1 to 10, only concentrate on the number 3. Realize that there's a lot of numbers between 1 and 10, but only focus on 3. Look at 3 in your brain. That might be an exercise to help you clarify how to signify a number when there's a lot of numbers around it. It's a visual exercise. Okay.
Well, that makes sense because my project is about 3s.
Really?
Oh. Well, that's why
yeah.
Psychic. I'm going to absorb your drama, and that's what I mean. You can do this.
Okay.
I do it. I've learned how to do it. You can do it. So that's the benefit. I'm accurate. So you can be accurate.
Okay. Okay. Thank
Tammy.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, the brain our brain is a collective unconsciousness. That's what's fascinating, really, about the project of being a psychic, is that you're dealing with the collective unconsciousness of your mind, and then you just channel it. That's really quite, you know, simplistic.
Right.
But it's still,
it can be very challenging for the average individual, you know. 727 is next, then we have 860, and then 951. All right. 727, good morning.
Good morning. My name is Rose, and my birthday is the 17th of January, 1950. Oh, and thank you for taking my call. My question is, I want to buy a house. The number is 825. When do you see that I will have the resources to buy this house?
Okay.
Well, it's interesting because your 825 is a little bit part of your karma, of your energy. And 825 actually comes to a 15. Now, 15 is hidden in your year because the 19 rose is a 10 or a 1. So now we have a 1 next to a 5. There's 15. We We also have 15 in terms of your month and the one in your month and the five in your year. There's another 15. And the reason I'm saying 15 is because 825 naturally adds up to 15. So the house itself is a karmic house for you. It's a karmic house for you because there's something about the land, the earth, that you've connected to. But lo and behold, now there's a home on it. So you're actually connecting to the earth first, and the home second. And now that home is built on, and it's been given a number. And that number is corresponding somewhat to your numbers in your birth year and month. Now remember, your master number is 6. So when you have 825 and you have a 15 in numerology, that adds up to a 6, which happens to be your master number of 6, derived from the numbers 24. So I would say that probably that you got two things, Rose, in calculating the exact location of the time of your home. I would probably, in a more in-depth way, have to examine the month of August of this last year, you know, a few months ago, August, and determine the elements of your life during that month, because that's going to give me some indication as to when this home will finally be completed and you're there inside of it. Because there's something that happened in August that actually attaches itself to parts of the journeys of your life. So if, you know, examine, when you have time, examine August, this last August, how it went through your life, what you experienced. Was August a trying month for you? Anything spectacular in August, different?
I don't really remember. I remember that it was better financially for me than it's been in many years. So the summertime is sort of so-so for me, business-wise, and August was surprisingly good this year, which surprised me. That's the one thing I remember. I don't think of anything else.
That's actually a good sign. That's actually a good sign that you're going to be moving in soon. I am getting two people around you. Do you have siblings?
My son would be moving with me.
Ah, okay. So the two people that I'm getting is really the accumulated effect of you and your son. Because
yes.
I was feeling two people. I didn't quite know where it is, but yeah, suffice to say, the two is fitting into you and your son. So we got a divorce, but I feel like deceased. Is either your father or your ex-husband deceased?
My father is deceased, 2013.
Yeah, because I feel the spirit of your father coming through now. So that means that there's some element that on the astral plane, your father's aware of your journey right now. And for better or for worse, he's here.
I loved him. He was wonderful.
Yeah. So he's here, and he's helping the zone of energy going through. And a weird animal just came in. Now, in the astral realm, Rose, at animals have highly symbolic notions. You may not be able to connect or relate, but the animal I'm seeing is a reptile. It's a snake. Now, snakes have various meanings in the astral realm, but my first cause of action would be anybody that was interested in reptiles, snakes, lizards.
Well, there are two things. My son is born in the year of the snake, and the second thing is I intend to do healing classes in this place. It's big enough for me. So
okay.
That's a very big thing for me to do actual classes, and this place is big enough for me to do that.
Okay, so the healing classes, the snake is the Kundalini. And
yes.
So I'm understanding the duality, the dual nature of the snake zone, because the snake connects it to your son, and you're aware enough to know that your son is born in the year of the snake, so you have that energy already at hand. I'm picking up on that. So your son and your journey with your son is very contingent on the aspects of your healing natures coming up. There's a contingency factor going on there. And indeed, I think you're going to have success. The Kundalini is going to be shining for you, and you're going to have a pretty nice adventure coming up.
Yeah, I think that was what you just gave me was an amazing reading. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Rose, for calling our show. We appreciate it. And you can
Thank
call
you.
Us. You're welcome. On Blog Talk Radio, you can also join us on Facebook, and you can call Neil directly at 562-596-7818. We have two more callers left, Neil. And I don't know, anything you wanted to say to Rose before we move on? Nope.
No, we're
okay. 860, and this is Susan, I believe. Is that...
Hi. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
My father, I believe, he's acting very funny, and he's going to be 88 the day after Thanksgiving, and he's kind of becoming ill, but he's, like, refusing to see any of us. He lives out in Florida. And I don't understand.
Hold on, Susan. She's 10/29/58, and she's a 35/8.
My father is 11/28/26.
11/28/26.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have a 11/2. They're on 11/2 together.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. Your father, Susan, can be prone to go to the dark side. So
yeah.
What's happening with your father is that he's not going gentle into that good night. He's struggling either consciously or unconsciously with earth issues that go way back in his childhood, not to mention his past lives. So it comes from a difficult, demanding childhood and upbringing to where he learned to survive by the grit of his teeth. And I don't know if you're aware of this, or you can validate it.
Yeah. I guess I could say my grandparents were very strict, yeah.
Yeah. And so he learned to survive by the grit of his teeth through harsh environment. And what it's done is it contorted his heart, because his heart is there. In deep inside, he's a very loving man, but it's buried under a decay of energy that coursed through his veins in terms of being fit, strong, cold, detached. And what's happening is that now at this point of his life, where he's about to face going through the door into the astral realm, he's amassing the elements of his heart journey, and that becomes something that's going to become problematic for him, because it's a struggle between the way his sexuality was expressed, meaning his ego, and the way that he actualized himself and his disappointments. So a lot of times people become very embittered. A lot of times they become very angry and obstinate. And then they downright become very belligerent, or they have Alzheimer's and they forget everything. So right now you've got a little bit of a problem to work out. Don't forget, your master number 8 is sitting in your year, and it's sitting in his day. And we'd have to go through a deeper conversation in order to really get to the bottom of this, to unravel it in a way that would be much more pleasing and satisfying as he starts to enter the next realm.
But hopefully,
I'm afraid that's going to happen soon, and that's why he's so obstinate.
Yeah,
because
he is
coming up with, you know, blockages in his arteries and his neck, and.
Well, it definitely deserves some further investigation, Susan. You can always give Neil a call directly, 562-596-7818, but we do have to move on to our next callers. We've got two more people in about 10 minutes. So
Yeah, that blockage. Well, I was talking about the blockage,
yeah.
The veins, and that's where it's coming from.
It's
a real classic example of, to me, of a psychic journey that he's going through. That's unfortunately coming to an end. That should have a better heart energy for him. But.
Okay. Well, hopefully that helps to offer a little insight. We have 951, and then 252. Okay, this is, I believe, Nathaniel.
Hi. How you doing, Kristen?
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
Great. Hey, Neil.
Hi.
5157. He's a 28101. And last time Nathaniel called, I know you've worked as a security guard. I'm just going to brief Neil quickly so we can get to the heart of the reading. He had talked about music. I don't know if that's the question you're asking about today or if it was something else.
Yeah, something like that. I'm always just curious. My 57 year, you know, I'm trying to figure that out. You know, I'm born in 57 and I'm 57, so I'm
right.
Trying to figure out. Is that a manifestation year?
I think so. I mean,
what's that?
57. It's that's a good oh. That's a good thing. Ah, okay.
Yeah, 57. Nathaniel. It's a element of. You have a chance to look at your life now, take a breather, and decide exactly what you've accomplished, because now at this point of time, you have to measure your accomplishments as opposed to what you still want to accomplish. Now, 57, this is the age upon which you really get to make some firm decisions and set forth on those decisions. In order to move in an area where you're going to be assisted by guides, specifically your own guide, but you'll have assorted guides that will be helping you to map out how you want to conduct the rest of your physical life before you leave this body. So you have to really take account of the things you want to do that you feel are high in aspiration, while you're also looking deliberately at just where your security levels are going on. And you're a security guard, but that's one thing. Is the security of your own life intact? Is your own home intact? Is your living standards stable? You have to look at those things, because if you've got those worked out fine, then the easement of getting into this higher vein to where you can express yourself more artistically and creatively, thereby you're going to be actualizing yourself on a plane by which you're going to be moving forward and forever closer to that sixth and seventh chakra of your life. So this is the age where you really have to take accountability. You can't allow procrastination. You can't allow irrational fear or lack of confidence to invade your thinking. You've got to be proactive, and you've got to do so without having any conditions whether you're going to succeed or not. That shouldn't be your line of action. Your line of action should be activation without consideration of success at the moment.
I see. Well, that's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's grand work for you, Nathaniel, because it's all about you. You get to keep it in your home. You don't have to go out and save somebody. You get to keep it in your home and decide what you want to do with the development of your soul. So that's what you have to do now at 57.
Great. Hey, well, thank you both so very much.
You're very welcome, Nathaniel. Thank you so much. And you can always give me a call, Nathaniel, 562-596-7818. Or you can join us on Facebook, which would be fun. And all right, we have another
one
caller.
One last caller.
We actually have two more callers, so I don't know if we can. We only can accommodate one.
Yeah,
okay.
We've only got.
All right.
Time for
yeah.
What time? How much time do we have?
We have 6 minutes.
Well, see what we can get in two and six, but we'll. Have to
we'll
close.
See what we can do. 252. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. My name is Keisha.
Oh, hi, Keisha.
Hello.
Hi. What's your birthday? In a while.
1/29/77.
Okay. What's your question?
Okay, I feel like I'm going through a lot of changes emotionally. Can you kind of give me a hint of who I'm changing into? Is it for the better or for the worse?
Well, whatever it is, you find it very amusing. you know, you're a nine, And that little laughter at the end, you remind me of a cat.
You know what's so weird is because Keisha is the name of my cat, which Keisha knows this because I told you this like when you first called our show like 2 years ago.
Oh.
And then you said cat. You don't remember that.
No, I don't.
No, I don't.
You remember that, Keisha, or no?
No, but I know my other name was given to me, was put together by a guy who had two cats. So I got the cat energy all around.
Well, anyway.
Well, there's a cat around you. Maybe you should think about joining the Broadway show Cats and doing something. But you're a zone. You know, you go on Elements of Nine, Keisha. So we're in a kind of compromising situation. You're 47 years old.
No,
30.
She's 37.
37. Oh, okay, 37. Okay, so we're okay. I didn't say too much in error there. I mean, you're 37, so that means a year ago, you were still a little compromising, but that means a year ago you made a change. So the change came a year ago, and you're going from the stage of life from 36 to 45. Now, you're a year past 36, so you're in a journey right now that's going to take you for 8 more years before you make another dramatic change. So we're looking at elements right now whereby you're supposed to be kind of doing a couple of things, Keisha. One is there should be a coupling of a relationship. If you're not in a relationship right now, then that means you're not balanced because you're working too hard on something else. But if you were in a balance zone right now, there would be a relationship going on at the same time that you're working out your life, whatever your ambitions are. Are you in a relationship now?
No, but it's interesting. I don't even know how to say it. But no. Physically, no.
Okay. No, but no. Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Three no's. But here's the thing, Keisha. The reason you're not in a relationship right now, in my estimation as a psychic, there's something you're working on, and while you're doing that, it's blocking the relationship from coming in. Now, what you're working on may have some psychological roots, meaning maybe you're having trouble with certain issues because of the way you were brought up and you didn't, the speed factor of how you resolve issues is a little bit slowed down because of your trials and tribulations throughout life. So we'd have to get that speeded up, and so it's running efficiently. It's like a tune-up on an engine. So I'd have to kind of go in there and decide where the elements are that have stopped you. Is there something ill-conceived going on between you and your mother? Did you ever have issues with her? Or is it a beautiful, loving relationship?
Yeah, but that's all in the dark. Whatever the issue is, the truth is not forthcoming, and I don't think it will ever be. If it is any issues, it would probably be admitted on the deathbed, if even then. So right now I'm kind of left to figure everything out on my own.
So what you're saying, Keisha, is that without your mother's cooperation, you feel there are issues between you and your mother that have not been worked out.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm taking that intuitive knowledge that I got, and I'm deciding how to work in your life in a way to where you don't have to have your mother's cooperation. Actually, a way of actualizing yourself without having to wait for the deathbed of your mother. So that would be that's a situation to tackle, not on today's show, but that would be the first cause of action to help resolve you of the blockage in your life.
Mhm. Okay.
All right, Keisha. Well, hopefully that provides a little bit of insight for you. And a lot of times the questions require more depth than we can allow on the radio show. But it's a good start, and you're always welcome to call the show again or give me a call back, 562-596-7818. We thank you so much for your call. We do have a call from 313. We're not going to be able to take your call today, unfortunately, because we are out of time, but we are back on the air on Wednesday morning Pacific time, 10 a.m., 1 p.m. Eastern time, and we hope you join us then. And it's always good to call a little bit early before the phone lines, or when the phone lines open, before the show starts, because then you get in the queue, and we can take your call a little further back into the beginning of the show. Thanks, everybody. Goodbye.